In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, I wanted to talk to you today about Christmas time and how sweet and innocent birth of Jesus is on these days very much mingled with blood. You see today the red vestments of our octave day of the Holy Innocents. And you should also remember that during Christmas week itself, we had the feasts of many martyrs, first of and foremost, of course, Saint Stephen, the very first martyr, also that of Saint Thomas Becket, who gave his life for the liberty and freedom of the Catholic Church, and also that of Saint John, who, even though he did not shed his blood for faith, nevertheless suffered tremendously of his brave preaching of the redemption offered by Jesus. And today we have the second time the feast of Holy Innocents. And those Holy Innocents were the little babies who were killed by the cruel King Herod. When this cruel king heard that there had been born a new king in his kingdom, that is, the Messiah, the Son of God, who would not be only a new king, but even the King of Kings, Herod was very much in anger, so much so that he was furious. He didn't want to share his kingdom with anyone. So when he heard that there were wise kings going to see this newborn king who came from faraway lands, he made a plot pretending that he also wanted to join them in honoring baby Jesus and told them to come back and tell where this new king was. But God protected newborn baby Jesus and sent the Holy Family in the escape into Egypt. So, and later on, this cruel King Herod suffered a terrible and horrible death and was duly punished for this wicked deed of his. He was truly very wicked because he couldn't find baby Jesus. He decided to kill all baby boys in Jerusalem and in the immediate areas. And so many mothers and fathers were crying so much on those cruel days because of the loss and murder of all those innocent babies. So the time of Christmas seems to be very much soaked with the blood of the martyrs. And you might find this a little confusing occasionally, but when you think about it, it's really most suitable that on Christmas time we remember the blood of martyrs. Because even though Jesus was born as a sweet and innocent baby, he would need one day to grow up as a man who would then suffer tremendously and would be put into shameful death on the cross. This horrible torture and shameful execution was the result of another generation of cruel men who, like Herod, did not want to share their comfort and wealth with anyone, least of all with God. But God has always vindicated, he has always recrowned the martyrs who have lost their lives in defense of the Holy Catholic faith. And like Jesus ascended and after, like Jesus resurrected and ascended to heaven after his cruel death and execution, so also these martyrs were taken straight to heaven after their death. And today you can think, children, that these little babies, even though they were put into terrible death, they became immediately new saints in heaven. And the best part, even though it's tragic how they died, the best part in their lives was that they could be born into this world and then almost immediately taken into heaven. They didn't need to go through all that suffering, all that sorrow, and all those difficulties which the grown-ups so often face in the world. So whenever you think, children, that you don't understand some of the ways how God makes his plans of salvation come true, think about holy innocence. In itself, it seems a very horrible and cruel tragedy, but now there are saints in heaven, and they're truly seen that their life, even though short it was the most praiseworthy here on earth. And your own life, children, also has to be spent always thinking God's glory and honor first. If you act like Herod and those cruel executioners of Jesus, like you wouldn't want to share your comfort with anybody, then you would be duly punished for your evil deeds. But if you always work for God and think God's glory first, then God will also vindicate and make you a saint as well after your death. This sweet birth of an innocent baby in the manger would one day turn into bloody sacrifice, but through this sacrifice which Jesus did, all of us have newfound hope and expectation of a place and home in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.